when we start talking about injection flaws, these are a little bit tricky. Flawed data is sent as part of a command to trick the software into executing the command. One of the more common examples is structured query language injection or SQL injection. This is where someone will attempt to gain access to the back-end SQL database by using SQL commands to create a user account or for the database to disclose information. Injection attacks are successful when inputted data is not properly validated by the application. These STIGs are specific to cross-site scripting, command injection, SQL injection, and extensible markup language injection. The challenge with these vulnerabilities is that there is no single patch or configuration setting that will prevent injection attacks. Some mitigation techniques include limiting the number of records returned in a query. This will prevent an attacker from downloading an entire data repository. Use prepared statements and define all queries that the application uses. This way, somebody can't inject a random statement in. And finally, ensure that the server validates all user input to screen out any injection commands. In other words, pay attention to what's going on, and that way SQL commands or any commands won't get executed by the back end.